Hello, everybody. Come on in. Welcome, 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 welcome to our monthly bench call. Y'all, it has been a while. Hello, Miss Christy. You can hear me and see me all right? It's like I did the call kind of early in September, and now I'm doing it late in October. It's just been a while, and I'm like, do I remember how to do this? I was a little nervous. All right, I am Coach Betsy for anyone who doesn't know me, and I am your no BS bench coach. And y'all, there are people waiting to get coached, so we're gonna dive in. But just to so you know how we're going to kind of do this call is it's just an open coaching call, specifically kind of focused on binging, overeating. Y'all don't get caught up in the terms, don't get too caught up in the labels. All right. So how we kind of usually typically define a binge when we're here in No BS is not so much about the amount of food or kind of how you eat it, even though there are some common things there. Really, what distinguishes a binge from maybe just an overeat is the shame, the intense shame that so much of us feel when we're eating. And so often that's what kind of leads to more eating because we just have so much shame. And y'all, shame feels terrible. Shame feels the worst. And so then we just keep eating to kind of keep escaping or keep trying to push down the shame. And so that's kind of what makes it a little bit different than just overeating, where you're kind of it's just a little bit easier to move forward. And so that's kind of how we define a binge. It looks a little bit different for everybody. Sometimes it's specific amounts of food or combinations of food. Sometimes we're in the car. Sometimes it's in secret a lot of times because of the shame. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. So, okay, yeah, and then the blame, the shame, blame. Then we put on that shame shawl and we start blaming and shaming, and the cycle kind of repeats itself. The other thing with binging is it is always rooted in some kind of restriction. And for those of you all who have maybe been practicing the candy challenge or the treat challenge this month so far, that has maybe brought up some interesting thoughts about restriction. I've been reading y'all's comments and experiences in the Facebook group and also in Ask Coaches, and woo! I'm telling y'all that challenge is doing its job. It is bringing up the drama. And I remember when the Corinne first decided to do it, she said it is going to mess with your brain in the best way. And oh my gosh, it is doing that. It is just so doing that. And that means that y'all are doing it right. Okay. So just want y'all to know that. All right. Okay, I've got Sierra and Sky and Miss Jean. So, y'all, let's just get into the coaching. And then, if anybody has any questions for the Q&A, pop them in there and I'll get them answered. And we'll just dive in here and see what we can do. All right, Miss Sierra, you're up first. Jean, you didn't want coaching? You can get it if you want it. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Good to see ya.
I'm good. Your hair looks really cute. By the way,
Thank
it's
you.
been a while since I've been on one of your coaching
Yeah, well, and I think
calls. So.
I probably got it chopped since I did a call. So yeah, it's shorter. It's shorter. So thanks.
A few weeks ago, I wrote into Ask Coaches and it basically said, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. And I kind of laid out, like, here are some points where I am good. And then here are the areas where it gets murky. And one of the things that was pointed out was that the heart of it is kind of I have an afternoon binge, overeat. We won't get into terminology. It has been probably a decade of my life. I have either been a stay-at-home mom or I have worked from home for all but 6 months of the last 10 years. And I've journaled on this a lot. It started when my kids were really young, and that was nap time, and that was a break. And I would sit on the couch and I would watch a show and I would eat. And then when they got older and they went to school, that was right before pickup time. So that was my way of like gearing up for they're going to come home and this is the evening. And I know that like it's a habit now. And so I'm just sort of stuck. I don't think that's my only issue, but I know that that is probably the biggest one. I went to the Q&A with NJ last week, and we talked about a couple of different things, and she said some things about urges and those feelings and that, how to deal with them. And so I've kind of been trying to implement that. I mean, it is just like it like sets my teeth on edge to not do it. And I am just, I'm really stuck. Like I don't know what to do. Like I know there's a root cause. I can probably pick that root cause to death.
Well, and that could
But
just
the
be, I mean, habit, right? I mean, you just said, right, a decade of repeating something almost daily. I mean, that's all we need. We don't need another root cause other than that.
Okay. And so
You
where I'm
know?
stuck is like, I can look at it and say, okay, here's how I start dealing with it. But it feels, I don't know, I feel lost. I feel completely lost. So I am turning myself over to you to do this thing.
Well, I first want to address what you said at the very beginning of the call, because I think sometimes that can, this can just keep us even more stuck than you said. I know what to do, I'm just not doing it. I mean, like, but here's the thing, when we have a decade long daily habit, knowing what to do is not enough. Right. And that just leads us to like judge ourselves and like, I know that I just need to stop doing this thing that I've been doing almost every day for a decade. Right. And it's like, y'all, it's just not that easy, you know, or that simple sometimes. Right. And so let's quit expecting, this is just for everybody. Let's quit expecting to do it just because we know what to do. There's some room in here where some y'all, it's messiness and like, you know, practice and, you know, doing it some days and not doing it other days. That is what is between knowing what to do and doing it. We think they're just, you know, like it's just this direct linear thing. And it's like, no, we've got the habit brain involved. And so, what is also for you, Sierra, between knowing what to do and doing it is your teeth on edge, setting your teeth on edge.
Yeah, it's
Like
MJ basically said
experiencing that very
yeah, she's like
uncomfortable.
it'll pass. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, I'm waiting. And I'm waiting for this to pass and I'm waiting for this to pass. But I equate it to white knuckling. I mean, that's literally what it was like
Because what you're
don't
doing,
go get food.
yeah, it sounds like what you're doing is, you know, and this is some good kind of teaching that we can do about urges. There's different things we can do with an urge. We can resist it. Y'all, that's not what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to resist an urge. Think about the word resist, right? And actually, what we say is what we resist persists. There's that clever little rhyming thing. So if we try to resist through an urge, it's just going to persist. It's just going to stay there. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're trying to do. What we want to do with an urge to, to eat, right? When we've got this habit, this very, established habit, is to allow the urge. And that's kind of a vague term, but here's like for you, what it's going to kind of look like. A bunch of deep breaths, like feeling that kind of teeth on the edge, that kind of, okay, this is, here comes the urge. And this is where I want you to get to know your urge. Because right now you've been like, oh God, let me just get through it and like, just maybe it'll go away if I just kind of sit here and, sometimes I call an urge or I describe an urge like a nosy neighbor. Like it's going to keep knocking until we let her in and let her have her say. And so for you, I want you to, the what we do to allow an urge is to let it be there. We don't have to love it. We don't have to like make it our best friend. But it's like this nosy neighbor that's just going to keep knocking until we let her in and let her just like tell us what she needs to tell us, give us the gossip of the neighborhood. And what do you think that are your urge? What do you think your urge wants to tell you?
It is traditionally a time where I need rest. If I'm gonna get like super messy with it, and just like word vomit, it's a time when I'm tired. I need rest. My kids can be challenging in the evening. I have one specifically with some behavior issues, and that is just, I don't look forward to that time. I don't love it. I would really love to like run away for a few weeks and have nobody dependent on me and not have to help with homework and not have to mitigate these fights and just like watch all the TV I want to watch to my heart's content and sleep whenever I want to sleep and do all that. And I think that that is what this is, my little like a staycation. Like I can't go do that. I mean, I can't drop everything and just leave and take the retreat break that I need. And so this is giving me that. It's not even that I just like need a nap. It's that like there is something so deep rooted that I don't know is possible. And this is kind of helping me do the heavy lifting of that thing.
I got a few things for and I just like really
Okay.
appreciate that word vomit like I am receiving it because you are I just want you to know you are not alone in your thinking.
Yeah.
And what's been so amazing, y'all, I might get emotional because I'm just feeling all the feels these days. But that's what's so amazing about Corinne and how she's talked about, her experience as a mom, right? That there are just things that we're not going to like, that we're not going to look forward to, that we're not going to just love. And, and those of us who aren't moms, right? We can just think about any kind of thing in life that we think we're supposed to enjoy more than we are. And if we just keep thinking we're, that we're wrong for that, for, not looking forward to picking up our kids or whatever it is, right? Then you're going to stay stuck for sure. So, but here's the thing. You absolutely could walk out that door and go do your staycation. I mean, I know this is kind of a kind of an extreme thing to think about, but I think for you, like, I want you to stop saying, I can't leave and go and do what I really want to do because you could. I mean, there are people who just walk out on their kids all the time, right? Now, you're not that kind of mom.
Right.
But I think sometimes with that can't, it just like doesn't work for us to keep saying that. It's like, no, I could. because then it opens us up to, and actually, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I want to be here for my kids and just let it really be hard and feel hard sometimes.
Okay.
I think maybe that's what you kind of haven't offered yourself up as an option. Or like, that's this kind of messy middle of, okay, we're not, abandoning the kids, but we're also not expecting it to look like this perfect, amazing experience. It's this messy middle of we have little moments of, connection and things like that. And then other times it's hard as heck every day with, after school and, the behaviors and all that kind of stuff. And just like leaning into that a little bit. So what do you think?
What I'm taking away is maybe look at it as just embracing that this is just all hard. And I can recognize that. And I guess the thing is recognizing that it is hard is saying to me right now, we need help in the form of food because there's like, I feel like I've literally exhausted every avenue that I could try to find for help. We're in just a really odd position. And like, I don't know how to look at it and say, it's hard. It sucks. It just sucks. And just get to sit there every day and say, this just sucks. Like, I don't know what changes could be made. And so then how do I move through food helping with the stomach?
Well, like what I heard you say is I'm in like a really hard season of my life right now, and I've been using food to try to help me.
Yeah, that's it.
And but that right there can be like a step one in a process where it's like, okay, I haven't been I've really been trying to help myself here, right? Which means, okay, like I've been helping myself in a way that also has the consequence of weight gain.
Right, yeah.
But I have been trying to help myself, which means, I love myself. I want to care for myself. I want to help myself. And from there, that's where we can open ourselves up to, okay, what other ways could I help myself that maybe don't have these consequences? But it's always starting from that was the big shift that I made with my binging. Because I just thought for so long that I was broken and I was doing this terrible, horrible, wrong thing. And I just made myself so wrong. And so, of course, I kept binging. But when I was making the shift to, oh my gosh, I am actually desperately trying to care for myself in like, I mean, this loving way with food, that it's like, oh, it's like I don't hate myself. Like I'm not trying to hurt myself. I'm not trying to damage myself. I'm just trying to help myself. And, we just developed, just like you, right? We just got been in, gotten into the habit of doing that with food.
Right.
And it's got this consequence. And so for you, it's like, okay, all right, so I actually am trying to help myself here. And what all along with, okay, I got, I'm just in a hard season of life. Things are going to feel hard. How can I care for myself in some other ways? That might be a nap. That might be just some doing some, I mean, and nothing's going to feel the same as food. Let's
That's
also not lie to ourselves about that.
it.
After a
Yeah.
decade, okay? Nothing is gonna like just kind of, maybe soothe the same way or comfort the same way, but it's got these consequences that
Right.
I don't want for me anymore. So what am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to try?
Right. I think part of it too is that specifically in the moment, but even sometimes after, I feel like I'll take the consequence because it is just, it's doing so much heavy lifting for me. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that. Like I would.
I want you to start saying that and doing that. I think that's your first step. I know we want to just stop all this all of a sudden,
Yeah.
but that's not doable for most of us. What we have to do is meet ourselves where we are and say, I'm choosing food today. And I'm okay. Or maybe like, I don't love it, but I also refuse to make myself wrong about it. Y'all, like, we haven't even ever thought that that was even an option. I know I didn't. Where it's like,
It's
okay,
always a problem to be fixed.
yes. Like, how about we just maybe open ourselves up a little bit to, could this just be okay sometimes? That I go to food to help myself. That's where I want you to start. That's the first step for you to get unstuck. I kind of sometimes I talk about like a foundation. We can't grow from a foundation of brokenness and this is wrong.
Right.
You are laying the foundation right now of my actions may not change anytime soon, but I am determined to love myself through this where I am
Right.
with what I'm doing right now.
I think you get it.
Okay. I think I have. If the tears are coming, we've hit on something.
Yeah, and just because I know you have Corinne's ear, I would love if she had like a Facebook subgroup or if she did like coaching for people who do have challenging children. My child is in some way similar to Logan, but not enough for us to really receive the additional help. And so it would be so amazing to have like her insight on that kind of thing and to have a group of people who are going through something similar. So if you ever wanted to like present that
Well,
to her, I just.
we've actually like we kind of go through phases where we have like we actually did have a group, a Facebook group, and then they kind of aren't active, and so we.
Right.
So here's what I suggest you. I mean, I have a couple of suggestions for you. I mean, y'all, sometimes Corinne is begging people to raise their hand on her calls. I still can't believe that. But you've talked to me. I think I'm not quite as scary as she is.
The
No.
weekends are hard for me to get
Okay.
away.
Okay.
That's the
Okay.
problem that I have.
Well,
Like these work, so.
I would reach out in our main Facebook group. The people are there. Most
Okay.
people are there, and you are not like doing anything wrong. You're not, you can post about anything in there to find your people.
Okay.
Okay. So
Okay.
just do not hesitate to reach out in that group and find your people in there. Because,
Okay.
like I said, we've tried all these subgroups and then they just kind of don't take off. And so we just decided, okay, let's have everybody and then just keep trying
Sure.
to find your people. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Thank
All
you.
right. I think we made a shift. I think we made a
I think
shift
so.
tonight for
I
sure.
think so.
All right. Take
Thank
care.
you. You too.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. I saw a question about the candy challenge. How do we deal with, oh, it's Rachel. How do we deal with the candy challenge if we start off strong and then we just keel over eating and binge eating the candy we got that is our favorite? That is, for a lot of us, that is exactly what's supposed to happen. Rachel. Okay. So this means that you are, really practicing. And here's y'all, here's the thing. Practice looks like following the plan sometimes, and practice sometimes looks like keeling over and binge eating the candy, the rest of the bag of candy. Okay. This is not a reason to stop the challenge. This is a absolute reason to keep going with the challenge. Y'all, resistance is always the first step to changing. And resistance means, like, no, I'm not just going to eat two pieces of candy. Fuck you. I'm eating the rest of the bag. That is the first step to change, y'all. That is the first step, which means you got to keep going. Okay. Resistance is supposed to come up when we're practicing doing something new. But here's what we do. We quit. We're like, oh, well, that I didn't do it right. I failed the challenge. Like, no, that's not working for me. I just can't have this food in the house. I just can't have, nope. It's, it's, I ate it all. It's gone already. I just won't bring it back in the house. Well, we accomplished nothing in the challenge. Okay. What I want you to do, Rachel, is keep going. If you ate it all, go get more. Okay. Because the resistance is there, which means you are on your way to getting more and more wins if you just keep going. Y'all, don't stop now. It's supposed to happen when we do something new. Okay? It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you're doing it right. Okay? Catherine, the peanut butter was gone third day in. Go buy more peanut butter. Y'all, this is how we build a different relationship with food. Okay? And I know you're ashamed. I know you feel bad. But let that flow through you and keep going. Don't let the shame win. Okay? That's what this challenge is all about. And this is how we build a new relationship with food. This is how we learn to have any food in the house or, not overeat Halloween candy next year is we build this new relationship, and it starts with full on temper tantrum in our brain. And sometimes that means it overeating it. That is absolutely not a reason to stop. That is a reason. That's the number one reason to keep going. Okay. I got on my a soapbox about that. All right. Rachel says, maybe I should put the candy out of sight. I think I have the candy in front of me that I want it more, but having it somewhere where I don't see it would probably make it easier for me not to binge that. Okay. So, I mean, definitely, we don't have to have it staring us in the face all day long either. So take out the pieces, you're going to eat, right? And what we're practicing doing is just eating them slowly, more mindfully, really, really enjoying them. Savoring them. Yeah, and put the rest away. Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, if y'all end up overeating the rest of the bag, I really encourage you to keep going and go buy one. Because otherwise, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed with this food. You still feel out of control around it. You still think it's talking to you. You still think, you just can't have it in the house. And I want something different for you, All right. Amy said, what I said is so true. Using food in ways we're not proud of doesn't have to be this huge, terrible thing. What if it is okay sometimes? It's just food. Yeah, we didn't kick an old man down the stairs. I haven't heard that one. That's a new one. That's a new one for me. I love Corinne. I'm telling you what. Some of the stuff comes out of her mouth. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is my boss. And I love her. All right, Sky. You said, I think in the chat, you needed some coaching and you got some encouragement to raise your hand. And here you are.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are
Oh, it's
you?
so nice to see you. I love your
Yes.
hair.
Thank
So
you.
thank
Thank
you.
you. Come on.
So I really identified with Sierra. I was like, oh wow, it's like no wonder we're on the binge call because so I've lost 32 pounds and I'm thrilled. I want to keep it off. And the last couple of weeks have been really challenging. This is the fourth time I've lost weight, and it's the most sane, safe program ever. So I feel really supported in my in the possibility of it being the last time I need to lose the weight. The time right before this was over, like just over everything, over restrictive, you know, and lots of intermittent fasting, lots of fasting. And I'm all like, there's sort of natural fasting with no BS, like stop eating at a certain time and then you sort of capitalize on your sleeping time. You just stop a few hours before that. So that's been really doable. Everything's been doable. And so I had my plan for today and I didn't have cookies on it. And I ate six cookies. And I will say that that's actually great. I stopped eating the cookies. So now that I'm here, I'm happy to say I didn't
We
go
can
further
always
than that.
find wins, right? We can always find wins.
Here, you can say hi for a sec, but show your actual face. This is my son. Hi. Okay.
Hello.
I'll be downstairs in 2 minutes. Okay. Just let me. He can't, but she said hi to you.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, kiddo. I can't. Okay. So anyway,
So,
so I did stop. And now that I'm here with you and I'm saying that, I'm like, actually, I should probably honor that.
Yes.
That's, I think I was beating myself up for actually the amount, but now I'm thinking, wait a second, that would have been a binge in the past.
But here's the thing, even if you had had the entire package or whatever, we always stop eating at some
Oh,
point.
interesting.
And we can always see that as a win. No
Right.
matter, I don't care what the
I
amount
did.
is. Because we have to get our power back, right? We have to remind ourselves that, even if it's because we are so physically uncomfortable or whatever it is, we have that power. So
Yeah, even
just
when I was
walk.
in sort of
Even.
in the depth of it. Yeah,
Yes.
I did. I
Yes.
did stop. So,
So what did you learn from this experience with the cookies where it's like, because you talked about doable, right? Like,
yeah.
did you lose this weight planning cookies and eating them?
Yeah,
Great.
for sure.
Yeah.
But not every day necessarily. Do you know what I mean? Like
Okay.
just for obvious reasons, you know what I mean? Like just a little bit more balance for me, meant kind of means like picking and choosing the times that I do. Like the most recent podcast that like I mean all of the podcasts and mindful messages and you know daily 365 things really do resonate, but the healthy eating podcast, I think it's on the public one. I was dying. I've listened to that like three times. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. She's like, because you can't just eat all of those things all the time and still lose the weight or keep it off, you know? And in fact, I think I'm gonna re-listen to it again because it's been a week or so since I've heard it. But and it hit me like, yes, that's it. And here's what I realized, and I've had this thought in the past too, is that those foods, I'll just call them comfort foods. And it's cookies and similar, feel like friends. And so when they're not around, and let's put it this way, when they're not around in the amount that they used to be around, because even now when they're planned, it doesn't have the same friend effect that it used to. And let's be honest, they're not friends. They're
And
not
it's not going to
matching.
have the same effect, right? I mean, a lesser or, like, let's
It didn't solve
just,
the problem last time either.
but let's just let them. I mean, I think we have to let them not feel like friends, or we have to let ourselves kind of feel a little lonely or like
That's where I
grieve
am. I'm
a little
lonely.
bit,
And my
right?
dad passed away in June. And so I'm feeling the effects of Ivy. I'm feeling the effects of that grief. And I'm a teacher. I love teaching. I love it.
But I've been feeling like dull, kind of. I was so excited to go back to work in September, and then I don't know, I've just been like, eh.
But this is the thing. This reminds me of if this is for all of you all. If you all did not hear the beginning of MJ's call last Wednesday, where she talked about,
I didn't.
actually, did I
This past
write it down?
Wednesday?
Yes.
Last week? Okay. Oh, wait, what day is it today? It's Tuesday. Okay, so
Today's
last
Tuesday. Yeah.
Wednesday? Okay,
So
I'll go
last
find it.
Wednesday's call. And
Okay.
Corinne has talked about this too recently, how y'all were just not supposed to feel good all the time.
Right.
We
It's so
want,
true.
we don't, and MJ, I made a note of it because I re-listened to it yesterday. Nobody wants to feel bad ever. Nobody wants to feel bad. Nobody wants to feel kind of like, or kind of blah, or just, and we make that a problem. And then we kind of make ourselves so wrong that then we need to eat over it or something like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And it's
Like I'm trying to
like,
get out of it. I'm trying to get out of instead of allowing it, like you said, to sear it. Like the allowing does feel like very teeth on edge and
But
but it
what you could be experiencing could be, what grief looks like for you sometimes.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah. And
I think
so
that's right. And so just kind of being there.
yes. And MJ said another kind of thing I wrote down. She said, I don't have to love this part.
I went.
I don't have to love this part. Like I don't have, or I
Oh, I
just
like that.
I don't have to love like kind of where I am just right now and kind of this feeling that I'm kind of feeling, kind of
Yeah.
like what Sierra was talking about too, where it's just like, I don't have to love this afternoon when I pick up the kids. Like I don't have to just love everything. I think we think we're supposed to love everything, or we think we're just supposed to feel better than we do. I mean,
Yeah, it's like when Corinne says, you're going to lose your weight and you still have your life. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's better. And it's, some of it's a little bit, it's a little bit more fun, being,
But
I
they're
like
still parts
my
of life.
jeans, I like
Right.
my clothes, I like a lot of the things that are coming with this. And I like the fact that I have goals that are now different than just this weight constantly. You know what I mean? And I'm working on this relationship right here and mine and my husband's relationship, so.
Yes, and that's all there, right?
Right,
Whether,
it's
whatever it
just
is that
hard.
you weigh, right? And so there is.
Yeah. What did she say? I don't have to like this part. That's
I
actually
don't have
really
to.
It's just acceptance. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems, right? Right.
Sometimes I
Okay.
talk about, especially with something like grief, right? Especially with something like just kind
Yeah.
of a season of life where there's just parts of life we don't love.
Yes.
Sometimes I call it like it's like we're carrying a heavy purse around. And like, how we've all had these purses, right? That just
I
were,
have one. I live in New York City. Yes, I have two.
I mean,
Yeah.
where it's just there's like a couple of library books in there, and it's just like, it feels, just it hurts our arm a little bit, right? But we can still move through life, but it's
Yeah.
just a little uncomfortable, And
Right.
so
Right. And
that's
so,
kind of what life feels like sometimes.
okay. That helps. That
Is that
helps. It
cool?
takes pressure off a little bit. I think, yeah, I was trying to get out of it. Trying to get out of it. Trying I was resisting it, white knuckling with the food and just being able to sort of deal with life on life's terms.
And like, so instead of getting out of it, is it, could it be kind of moving through it, right?
Moving through
Moving
it.
through it,
Yeah.
because we're always moving forward.
The last person that died was my grandmother. I was 20. I'm 50. So my dad was my world, and so like I actually did lose a friend with him. And so I thought about that. I was like, oh, that wasn't real. I mean, he's my dad, but like it was a real friendship. That's just not there. It's
And
just,
so,
it's different now. It's just different now.
and how normal would it be, right, when we've associated food with being a friend, that
Right.
we would reach for that sometimes,
Right. And
right?
it doesn't solve the problem anyway. I just, instead of being sad and moving through the sadness or feeling the sadness, I'm sad and depressed.
Yes. Yeah. Or you're
Because,
sad and judging yourself or shaming yourself or beating
I'm just
yourself up.
adding another layer of pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
Okay.
this is, but again, it's not working, but we may just still do it sometimes
Yeah.
when we just don't, when we're really tired or we just don't have access to any other way to cope. And that's okay. That's okay.
Right. You
These
don't need to
cookies
eat
today,
over that overeat.
right? These six cookies today, they, I actually did a Facebook Live a couple of years ago now where I thanked the food for taking care of me. I thanked it. I mean, y'all, that I never in a million years thought that I would get to that point where I was thankful for the food. And yes, it had consequences, but it still helped me get through a really hard time. And from there, I was in so much less shame that I was able to move forward and find other ways to
You
cope. So
didn't have to go back to
I
that
didn't
well,
have to kind of
right?
like crawl out of the shame,
Or
tunnel
stay there.
or
Yeah,
stay there
right.
for a while, right? And just keep
Yeah.
beating myself up. It's like, okay, thank you, food, for helping me right now. And now let's just try something else and see how that goes.
I have other resources. Yeah.
Yes.
I think experiencing the grief and allowing it, and also, that's okay. I don't have to do it tonight, obviously, but just kind of focusing on other non-food pleasures could also help as well. So,
Yes. And so you're
okay.
opening yourself up to that.
Time to
I love it. I love it. They love to see themselves on camera. I just love
Again. All
it.
right.
We
Thank
made
you
it
so
work. We made
much.
it work. All
You're one of my
right.
favorite coaches, Betsy. I
Oh, thank
appreciate it. You
you.
really
All
are.
right. See
Okay.
y'all.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. I'll take you back down. All right. I love it. I love seeing all the kids. I love seeing all the pets in the background. All right. So, yes, y'all, grief. I was talking to a private client today about grief, and grief is something that sometimes we of course talk about kind of grieving someone dying, of course, but y'all, we are always grieving something or someone. And that may be someone who has died, but it also may be a relationship ending. It also may be a relationship changing. It may be a parent aging and you have a different relationship with them now. It may be, we talk about grieving, how much we used to be able to eat, and grieving something like that. We are always grieving something. And y'all, grief is something that we cannot predict what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And so that's why I like to think of it like this heavy purse, where it's like, okay, maybe it feels a little icky some days. Maybe it feels a little heavy. It just hurts our arm a little bit, but we are able to still move through life with this grief. We are moving through life with all kinds of emotions that we carry. Okay. And like I said, but what I learned from MJ is, I don't have to love this part. I don't have to like this part. Nobody want, we don't want to feel bad, but we're just going to. So, and grief is one of those things that we don't have to love, but also that's what we have to do for all the love and the joy that we experienced with this person. With all the love and the joy comes the pain of when we lose them. So it's all just a very normal part of life. So, all right, let's see. I had a question. I think I saw a question in the chat here. Yes. So Lindsay said, Betsy, do you have a support or accountability group? I feel like this work can be lonely, that it's a lot. Tell me more. What do you mean? It's a lot of self-valid. It's well, just, you've got to kind of practice validating yourself. Yeah. So, you all know Coach Jane. who's Corinne's best friend, and she's also a really good friend of mine. And if I have an accountability partner, I have her. I also have Coach Kathy. And so I don't really have kind of an official or, I don't talk with anyone kind of on a regular basis. But if I need to work through some stuff, it's one of those two. And they've, just been coworkers and friends for many years. And they know me, they know my background. And that's what's so amazing about a group, a support, a group of support or accountability or whatever we want to call it. And y'all, I truly believe in coaching, and I believe I'm an amazing coach, and I, work with amazing coaches. But a lot of times you don't need a coach. You just need someone else to hear you. Sometimes you just need to hear yourself talking to someone else about your binge, about like just what Sky did with me. She was talking about the cookies, right? She was like, I ate six cookies. And then as she was talking, she's like, I just realized I stopped eating at six cookies. And like, that's a huge win. So sometimes we just need a sounding board. We need someone on the other end to just talk to. Sometimes they don't have to say a word and we get what we need. But then other times they are able to point something out or see something or maybe ask a helpful question that you just don't have access to when you're in the middle of something. So that is what's so beneficial with having an accountability group, having a partner, getting into Ask Coaches, working with a private coach, getting on a coaching call. Because y'all, when we're in the middle of something, when we are, I'm thinking about Sierra just with, her and in this season of her life, y'all, shame and judgment and just thinking we should love all the parts of this part of our life. When we're in that kind of place, it's just hard for us to step away and get out of that and just question anything. So that's what another person can do for us. Okay. Oh, good. I'm so glad y'all are like learning from each other on these coaching calls and things like that. And I'm looking at the chat. All right. Anybody else want to get coached? We got about 10 more minutes. Or any questions? Y'all just stick them in the chat. You don't have to put them in the Q&A because I've got my eye on the chat. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I actually had a Facebook post that I was going to bring up that was from an anonymous member, and I did want to remind you all who are on the call that we do have that feature in Facebook, and especially when we're talking about binging that can have so much shame attached to it, we don't want anything to keep you from reaching out for help. And so we do have this ability in Facebook now to post anonymously. And I know it's available in the main group. I'm assuming it's available in the binge Facebook group as well. And by the way, we do have a binge Facebook group, a binge support Facebook group. If you all do not know about that, I will put that in the chat. I just assume everyone knows, and I should never assume. So there's a link to the Facebook group. That is our binge support Facebook group, and I am in there on a daily basis. And so anyone who wants to just post in there, but I believe you can post anonymously because we just don't want anything to hold you back from reaching out for help. Of course, in Ask Coaches, it is anonymous on to our members. And so you are anonymous in there as well when you post your questions. And so you can get help in there. And so I just wanted y'all to know about that. But there was a post, I believe it was in the main group. And here's what she said. And I just wanted to kind of, I'm sure a lot of you all can relate to this post. And I responded to her, and I've kind of been working with her behind the scenes. She said, "I'm too ashamed to post as myself," which is why she posted anonymously. "Ashamed because I feel like I can't change. I know the answer is hunger enough and learning to deal with life in ways that don't involve food. I just feel like I can't make that happen. Today, I was determined to find hunger, to not mindlessly eat, to not binge eat, and emotions and years of habits kicked right back in. Ashamed because even my son noticed me and how I was downing a box of Cheez-Its, and he said, "Mom, why are you so hungry?" I want to cry because the answer is I'm not hungry at all. I just do this awful thing and hurt myself with food instead of figuring out how to resist the old lie and find the truth in what will really help me. And I read this post and I was like, ooh, okay, I got to get in here and really point out, just like I was saying, with what accountability groups can do, with what coaches can do. I really want to get in here and point out these painful, painful stories that this member is telling herself about her binging, about her ability to change. And the thing that I really zoned in on was, I just do this awful thing and hurt myself with food. And if y'all have listened to me for this last hour, you know that me shifting my belief from that, right, that this thing I was doing was awful and bad and wrong, and I was so broken and I'm, just disordered. And then I was like hurting myself because my stomach hurts and, I'm gaining weight and all this kind of stuff. When I was shifted that story from that very painful, shameful, brokenness story to, I have actually developed a very efficient, effective way to cope with life with food. Like, go me. That was the game changer for me. It just was such a different way of thinking about my binging. And y'all, I was already a coach at this point and was still just really, really struggling with the shame and the judgment. And then adding on even more shame and judgment because I'm a coach and I'm supposed to have this figured out already. And then when I was able to make that shift to, I love myself enough to binge. Because I am like trying to take care of myself. I'm trying to escape from the world for a minute. I'm just using food. Other people use other things. My thing is food. It just took so much of the temperature down on it. It was just amazing. And so that's why I'm just shouting from the rooftops. That if we can just start to kind of open ourselves up to, and like sometimes I say, let's just crack the door open a couple of centimeters just to get the light coming in. Let's just open ourselves up to, could we actually be helping ourselves, caring for ourselves, and not hurting ourselves, but really, really trying to get through this life. And we're just using food. That's all it is, to really even just see it as like a factual thing, getting very objective with it, very neutral with it. And just, it took time, y'all. It took time. It was not like, I flipped a switch and I was good to go. But I just kept kind of, it's like I don't know, I like the visual, like I just kind of kept it in my pocket. And I kept like a little smooth stone in my pocket. And I just kind of kept flipping it around in there and going, could this just be what it is? And could it actually be like a good thing in terms of, I know how to take care of myself. This is me loving myself with food. And I did that long enough to where I said, if I know how to love myself in this way, I could probably figure out some other ways to love myself. But it's all about love. It's not about brokenness or awfulness or hurting myself. Okay? So that's what I got. That's what I got for you. I hope it's helpful for you all. Janet says, this is so powerful. She's a two-time cancer survivor and she's grieving loss of her healthy self. Yes, that's another way that we grieve. We grieve kind of, you know, the past, right? And who we've been in the past. And using food to get through a lot of emotions. Hard acceptance of needing food and wanting more of it, and it's all okay. This is how we kind of tend, you know, I talked about like the foundation or like tending the soil of what we want to grow. We don't want to kind of put a bunch of awfulness and wrongness and, you know, hurting ourselves in the soil. We don't want that to grow. We want what we want to put in the soil to grow is I know how to help myself. I want to help myself. I have been helping myself with food. And what else might I want to try to help myself in the future? That's what we want to grow, right? So lots of talk about grief in the chat. And yeah. And I think somebody mentioned that Coach Kathy is, she is amazing, an amazing grief coach. So anytime you all want to, if you want some coaching on that, you know, she does a monthly call on feeling the hard stuff without eating, which is exactly what we're talking about. And a lot of that is finding ways to feel our feelings, to calm our nervous system, and just exploring ways to do that other than food. But it's just other than food, right? It's not okay, we've been bad and let's become good. We're just exploring other ways to take care of ourselves. Y'all, my new favorite way to take care of myself and to kind of feel better is sunshine. And it's on my mind right now because we've had 4 or 5 days here in Arkansas of no sunshine. It has been raining and cloudy. And I think it's about time to break out the. I have this thing called a happy light that's like a white, whatever you call it, like a light thing, you know, because whew, I've been missing my sunshine. And y'all, it seems kind of crazy to think like, okay, sunshine instead of food, but this is where I am. Y'all, we have to open ourselves up to. We can help ourselves in other ways. Now, I said a minute ago, it's not gonna fit, it's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna feel the same. But food has the consequence of weight gain and not feeling good in our body and all this kind of stuff. Sunshine. Now, if I stay out there too long, I get sunburned. That's a consequence. But most of the time, there's not much other consequence than. I just feel good. I get something I need from out getting out in the fresh air, connecting with nature, feeling the sunshine on my face, and that's how I'm exploring other ways to take care of myself. All right, y'all. Let's see if there's anything else to talk about before we get out of here. Y'all know I can just sit here and chit chat with you. Yes, I need to build up that vitamin D. I actually take a vitamin D supplement every day, but you know, and winter is coming. So I'm going to be needing to do that that happy light, that light therapy thing. And if y'all are interested, just Google Happy Light. That's actually the name brand of it. I found out about it from somebody in OBS. But it's just a little, I don't have it handy, but it's just a little, it kind of looks like an iPad. It's about the size of an iPad. But it's just a light. And I can actually sit it here on my desk while I'm working. And it feels a little bit warm, but not very much. And, you know, it doesn't have the obviously have the rays like the sun does that, you know, can damage your skin, but it just gives you the same benefits without the you know, the damaging benefits. So yeah, I'd never used it before. So that's my idea for the evening. All right, y'all. Anything else? It's been such an honor to be here with you. It always is every single month. This is one of my favorite days of the month. And I will be back next month for our monthly bench coaching call. But like I said, I am in the bench support Facebook group all the time. And I want to hear what you all want in that group. Okay. So be watching that Facebook group for maybe like a little poll or just like a post about just some ideas of what you need most out of that group, because we really want to kind of beef up that group a little bit and get it a little bit more active. Like I said, we don't, we're definitely going to keep it around. But yeah, I just want y'all to get what you need from that group. And like I said, there's always the option to post anonymously. So don't hesitate to post in there and reach out for help. And then, of course, there's Ask Coaches as well. Okay. All right, y'all. Great call as always. And always just reach out if you need help. You're never alone here. No BS. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.